A new $175 million liquefied natural gas LNG terminal was recently opened at the Port of Montego Bay in St. James, facilitating the introduction of LNG into Jamaica's energy mix. In addition to reducing the country's dependence on crude oil as its main source of energy, this development presents several opportunities to spur major economic growth. We outline some of these opportunities and more on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Jamaica spends billions of dollars each year to import crude oil into the country to meet local energy demands. Money, which if significantly reduced, would enable government to spend more on development and economic growth projects. To that end, the government continues to pursue projects to diversify Jamaica's energy mix, and a major victory was scored in this regard with the recent opening of a liquefied natural gas LNG terminal in Montego Bay, St. James. In partnership with the government and the Jamaica Public Service Company, American company New Fortress Energy LLC invested $175 million to construct the LNG terminal at the Montego Bay port. The facility is expected to generate more than 200,000 metric tons of LNG annually, which will initially be supplied to the domestic market. Plans are also well advanced for the construction of another LNG facility at the JPS plant at Old Harbor in St. Catherine.
This project, ladies and gentlemen, is directly in tandem with our efforts to increase energy efficiency and modernize the energy sector. In fact, the energy policy and plans will enable the creation of a competitive energy market, the modernization of the nation's power generation, and last but not least, the diversification of energy sources.
Energy Minister Andrew Wheatley. The use of natural gas is expected to yield relatively lower and more stable energy prices for the productive sector and consumers generally. The energy sector is also expected to benefit from increased confidence and reliability. The long-term plan, however, is for Jamaica to partner with New Fortress to become a hub for the redistribution of LNG to the wider Caribbean, an initiative which will significantly bolster economic growth.
If we become the hub, and I got the commitment that the intention is to make Jamaica the central hub for supplying LNG in the region, then we become a net exporter of energy right across the region. So the possibilities are significant, and we want people to start prospecting, to start searching for the possibilities and the opportunities that exist.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness.
Because we know of LNG, we could have our buses using LNG. That saves significantly on our operating costs. Companies, for example, in Trinidad are now looking at Jamaica because Trinidad, though they have oil, they are going to be affected by virtue of the decline in oil. So you're going to see investments coming into Jamaica from across the Caribbean and the wider region as a result.
Chairman of the Port Authority of Jamaica, Professor Gordon Shirley, says as part of the development of the Port of Montego Bay to accommodate the LNG infrastructure, several upgrading works were undertaken. This has catalyzed efforts to significantly boost the capacity of the port to accommodate the increased shipping and related business which is expected to be generated going forward. Modernization efforts include plans to improve the berthing capacity at the Montego Bay port to accommodate two dedicated cruise berths, a separate berth for the handling of containerized cargo and bulk cargo, and a separate berth for the handling of fuels with a total development cost of over $20 million. The goal is to position the Port of Montego Bay as the best mixed-use terminal in the Caribbean.
On completion, it will give the port the flexibility to handle multiple vessels simultaneously, and the capacity to process an expanded range of cargo to facilitate the expanding growth of Western Jamaica. These developments will position the Port of Montego Bay to better serve the major sectors critical to Jamaica's program of economic growth and job creation, including tourism, hospitality, transportation, business process outsourcing, logistics, and consumer retail.
Chairman of the Port Authority of Jamaica, Professor Gordon Shirley. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to tune in again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.